Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's
Taz and Moose. Hey. Yes, as we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It is Taz and the Moose with you on this Wednesday morning. A lot of baseball, certainly, with the NLCS and ALCS in full flight. Spent hour number one talking about what was game four last night in Los Angeles that went the Dodgers' way in extra innings. 2-1 over the Milwaukee Brewers, even up that series at two games apiece. Game five later on this afternoon out Los Angeles, 5:05, I believe it is, first pitch, yes. Eastern time, between the Dodgers and Brewers, as that now is a best of three, with one more game in L.A. before the last two, conceivably speaking, being in Milwaukee. We kick off this hour with the ALCS because the Boston Red Sox sent a clear and distinct message last night with the breakout offensive performance. Jackie Bradley Jr. with the grand slam that blew that game open. They go on to the 8-2 victory, Taz, as yes. As you and I differed in this series. I like the Stros, you like the Red Sox. Boston leads that series 2-1. Game four later on tonight down in Houston. And give the Red Sox a lot of credit. And we'll get to the conspiracy theories around the Astros here and the MLB investigation momentarily, but of what they were doing earlier in this series filed by the Cleveland Indians,
yes,
in their previous series in the divisional round. Red Sox last night, Eovaldi was brilliant, was very, very good. The Astros offensively couldn't really get on. The Red Sox did. They brought Osuna in the seventh inning. Did A.J. Hinch. He absolutely imploded. And the Boston Red Sox go on to the decisive 8-2 win.
Yeah, I was I caught a good chunk of this game bouncing all over, and this was the early game. But in the eighth inning, when Jackie Bradley Jr. hit that big grand slam, the Grand Salami Jones, it was something. Once that happened, I'm like, all right, I guess I might flip over to the Celtics and the Sixers. But the thing is, man, they brought the offense, to your point. I mean, the Astros had seven hits in the game, and the Sox had nine hits. But they had that big hit, as we just said, by Bradley. So, it's impressive. It's impressive to do that in Houston. That Houston fan base was on fire, and the Sox were able to go in there and get it done on the road with an 8-2 victory at Minute Maid Park. That's big, man. It's big. And they're in Houston again tonight, as you said. And the Red Sox got Porcello going, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the Red Sox do have Rick Porcello going. Eovaldi was very good. And how about what he has been able to battle back from the Tommy John surgery, the torn UCL, now throwing the cutter for strikes. He still had the high velocity, former Dodger prospect, Marlin, then a former Yankee. Then rebuilt himself as well before he ends up with the Boston Red Sox with the Tampa Bay Rays. And he's been very, very good in a Sox uniform. And you're waiting for Nate Eovaldi to kind of implode, and he gave him six great innings
six
last
innings,
night.
Yeah.
And it's
only
important.
Only two walks,
six hits, four strikeouts, throws 92 pitches in that ballpark against that offense, which we saw in the Indian series can be utterly and completely relentless, Taz.
Yeah.
That's a really good performance. And
yes,
for the Red Sox rotation, they know that they take the ball every start here in the postseason, where they've got to go deep in the games. They can't bullpen. They can't do what the
right.
Brewers have done. They can't do what the Yankees were trying to do. Their greatest strength is their rotation. It is not their back end of the bullpen or their setup man leading into Craig Kimbrel. So they know that they have to go deep in the game, and that's what Eovaldi gave Cora last night.
He did. Eovaldi did look great. I mean, the guy who really had his number from the Astros in a losing effort, who played an amazing game, was Bregman. I mean, that guy is just, I don't know if he made a play, a barehanded play at third.
Yeah, he looks like Brooks Robinson.
Oh, dude, you called it, bro. It was, it reminded me of, I mean, little bit years after that. Not many, but remember Nettles with the Yankees.
Yeah, Greg Nettles.
I was a huge fan of his.
Greg
I wasn't
Nettles,
a Yankee
great
fan.
Great defensive player.
Amazing third baseman.
Yep.
As a non-Yankee fan, I watched Nettles make plays. I remember, like, my whole childhood was watching him make amazing plays. Like, you know, he was great. And this Bregman, that play reminded me of that. He got two hits and a big RBI and. He just played great last night, Bregman. He's just, you know, when you watch this guy play, and again, in a losing effort, man, he is, they got a lot of great players, great offensive players, defensive players on that team, as we know, like Altuve's hurt. He's dropping a bunt and running out for a base hit, and he's got a bum leg. I mean, you know, that little guy is just, he's just amazing. Spring, all these guys. But Bregman, Moose, when I watch him play, like the intensity, the desire to win, all those corny cliches, they just come right off of him. Through the TV screen to me, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a big-time winning player.
It was
a high draft choice by the Houston Astros and is certainly living up to those expectations. But you look at it, you know, Springer, Altuve, Bregman, top three in that lineup are doing it for right now for A.J. Hinch. Gurriel's hitting .167 this postseason. Yeah, Gonzalez is hitting .167. Reddick is hitting .091. You know, Correa's been dropped in the lineup. He's hitting .273. You know, as deep of a lineup as we've looked at this Houston team, Taz, and their lineup by name and by performance is really deep. Those guys aren't stepping up and performing
like
you expect them to do, and they've struggled, offensively. And I'd be a little bit concerning because I think the Houston Astros were a pretty confident bunch going back home game three. They split the first two games up at Fenway Park, and there were the Red Sox last night or yesterday into the early evening with the 8-2 victory, and they get the big grand slam by Bradley Jr., which breaks the game open in the top half of the eighth inning, which pretty much ends it for all intents and purposes. I think the Houston Astros, when they bring Osuna in, I think they're thinking of the case, all right, it's a 3-2 game. We're going to find a way to win this game late.
Yeah,
we're
going
to find a way to win this game late, or we'll see if Kimbrel, who has struggled in clutch situations
big time,
here,
by the skin of his teeth.
Right. Let's see how Kimbrel performs on the road, game three, series tied up a game apiece, trying to nurse a one-run lead in this ballpark.
Yeah.
And they never got there.
No, it's a concern. And you raise an extremely good point about a good chunk of that Astros lineup not getting her done, for sure. And that's a concern. You know, even though tonight, you know, they're home again, they're in Houston, and you got to figure there's a good the odds were probably definitely in the Astros' favor, being that they lost yesterday, and I don't know, man. It's this Red Sox team. They do have a fortitude about them. They have something about them. They have a grit about them. I think a lot of that we've talked a lot about Cora, the skipper for the Sox. You know. He brings that out of them, you know what I mean? Like he's an excellent leader, and these guys play off of him. There's just something about that.
Well,
Red
he's
Sox
got a
club.
Confidence about him. He does.
He does. He really
and
does.
They
yeah.
won 108 games, and now you know the reason why the Red Sox won 108 games in the regular season. And Cora's a field general. He comes across as a guy that's a little arrogant, maybe a little bit too over the top, a little bit of an edge to him. I think his team, to play to your point, Taz, I think they do play off of that. And he showed you in this postseason that he's really had the magical touch. To minimize the deficiency that they have in the bullpen, Taz, by Cora, is pretty remarkable. And the way that he has gone back and forth, whether it be Holt or Kinsler, with this lineup
he's
trying
done a
to
good
play
job,
the,
man.
He's done a really good job.
He really has.
He's done. You know, the side story that we talked about at the time, you know, Holt hits for the cycle against the Yankees. First player in baseball history to do so. You say, all right, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be back in the lineup game the very next game. There was Cora that night texting Ian Kinsler saying, you're going to be back. You're going to be starting
He's
tomorrow
like,
night.
You sure about that?
Yeah, exactly right. But what that shows you is that, you know, Cora's got a feel for this team. And what did Kinsler do early in that game? He had a big hit.
I know.
That helped take the Red Sox to a 3-0 lead.
Well, you being a Yanks fan, you've seen the Sox play more than me this whole year. Now, we know they've been the best team as far, you know, in regular season for sure. I mean, so you know this team like the back of your hand, just as watching them as an opponent to your squad, you know. But, they're the real deal. And sure, the odds makers would say, it's definitely in the Astros' favor. They're on paper the better squad, and they got the experience. We talked about that postseason experience, this particular lineup they've played, how great, amazing they were last year and whatnot. But you know what, man? This Sox team, just, you know, to go into a hostile environment there down in Houston and get that victory is a big deal to be, you know, be in the spot that they are right now in the series is very impressive.
No doubt about it. Here is Cora after the win last night.
Coming to this environment, it's not easy to win here. This is a place that they feed off the crowd. They're very comfortable here offensively. And then to show up today and play the way we did, I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, he should be. How about he's got to be proud of Jackie Bradley Jr. with that grand slam in the eighth. Let's take a listen to Bradley after the game.
For a pitch up in the zone, they had been attacking me all series long, in, down, kind of out of the strike zone. So I was just trying to see a pitch up in the zone that I could handle, and you know, I got that pitch.
Yeah, he barely just got on top of it.
Jumped on. Yeah, no, he did.
But he did. I mean, it was one of those high fly balls where you said you weren't sure if he got enough of it. And then when you started to see the reaction of the outfielder, you realize, yes, he did get enough of it. Here is A.J. Hinch, the Astros manager, after the loss.
Our players will come ready to play tomorrow. You know, it takes four wins to win this series. They know that. We know that. You know, we're down 2-1, but it's about tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, and tomorrow night is tonight, 8:39, first pitch down in Houston Eastern time. Taz mentioned Rick Porcello getting the ball for the Boston Red Sox against, you know, Mr. Curveball, Charlie Morton.
Morton, yeah.
For the Houston Astros.
Yeah, man, this is going to be it's gonna be something here. I got a feeling, and I love the way Porcello pitches. I do. I'm a fan. But I don't know. I just feel like the Astros, again, this is where, in my opinion, the conversations we've had as of recent past, and a lot of other folks that do what we do for a living talk about with the Astros, is that experience in you know, the postseason and how strong they are offensively and whatnot. And I think this is where they're going to get a victory. I'd like to see the Red Sox win just because I have them going to the World Series.
But you want to see a long series.
I do.
I mean, listen, the Astros last night, I mean, the Dodgers were, I think, they were a heavy favorite. They were minus 168 when that game got going. The Astros were a favorite going in. They're going to be favored today, down two games to one.
Yeah.
The expectation is that they come across with the Game 4 victory. I hope they win because I want to see a long series. I don't want to see this thing end. If Boston ends up being the better team, you know, I'll tip my cap. I was wrong. And you move on the very way. I just want to see baseball. I want to see great baseball. I want to see high leverage games, Taz. I want to see intense games where things are on the line. You know, I don't want to see a 3-1 series lead. Like, I'm looking forward today. You mentioned it. Not just the stuff with Machado. You got Brewers. You got Dodgers out in Los Angeles. The series is tied up at two games apiece. You got guys that this might be their only opportunity to get themselves to the World Series in their baseball career. Some guys have been there before, like Lorenzo Cain and Moustakas. And the Dodgers as a team got there a year ago. But from a Milwaukee perspective, there are guys on that team that may never get this opportunity again. So that's what you want to see. That's why you play sports. That's right. For the competitor, and that's why we watch it.
And as a fan, right, to your point, as a fan, that's the awesome part of it. You know, to watch Porcello against Charlie Morton tonight, That's going to be fun. And you know those people, those great fans down in Texas, down in Houston, they are going to be rocking, man, in Minute Maid Park because – as we heard Cora, the manager of the Sox, say it, and I alluded to it, but we heard him say it, man, they feed, the Astros feed off of their loyal fan base down there in Texas, down in Houston. So it should be a fun one tonight, 8:39 p.m. Eastern is the first pitch.
It is. Now, we referenced it, Taz. Major League Baseball looking into an incident, a Houston 7-2 win in Game 1 of the ALCS against the Red Sox up at Fenway, where the Astros had an employee that was shooting video from the photographer's pit adjacent to the Red Sox dugout. Give Boston Metro, which credit for breaking the story, first reported that the matter was being handled internally by Major League Baseball, and what ESPN's Buster Olney reported that the Astros had deployed the employee to monitor whether the Red Sox were doing anything outside the rules on their side of the field. Now, the employee didn't have the right credential to be sitting in the photographer's booth. Major League Baseball security came over. They escorted him out. An Astros team member came over and said, no, he had every right to be here. They did not kick him out of the ballpark. But when you look at those photographers' pit and you look at credentials, and people might not know this when you go to it. You're granted, when you're given a credential to a game, you don't have access to everything.
No, you don't have full access.
There's some that have access to field before the game, field after the game. Right. There's certain areas that photographers are granted access to, that media members or scribes are not, guys that, and gals that cover the teams. Some are just granted permission to go into the clubhouses
the
and up
the game,
into
the stuff, right.
And up in into the press box. So you're granted different access. So this Astros employee did not have the right credential to be sitting in the photographer's booth. And I didn't know this. I mean, baseball was tipped off. The Indians had filed a complaint with Major League Baseball about the Astros doing this. So they had, I don't know exactly what kind of advantage that would give the Stros, but the complaint was filed by the Indians during Game 3 of the ALDS. Houston won that game to complete a three-game sweep of the Indians. It's interesting. It adds another little bit of a curveball to it. You know, what can they gain from it, from shooting the video, watching what's going on in the Red Sox dugout?
Maybe they, you know, maybe if they're shooting video, they could hear certain things, certain
maybe
ways they're going to approach. You know, we see all the time, the only things that we see as viewers is when, okay, a pitching coach comes to the hill to talk to a pitcher who's struggling, the whole infield comes in, and you see everybody puts their, what do? They put their gloves over their mouth because they don't want people reading their lips, as you know, right? So maybe that's it. Maybe we're sitting here speculating, playing detectives, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been in an MLB dugout.
Yeah, me too.
But not during the course of a playoff game.
No, that's private sanctuary,
not,
right?
Right. Yeah. We've not done that, so I don't know now. The Indians filed a complaint. We know now, according to Yahoo, the Oakland Athletics filed a complaint with Major League Baseball that the Astros were stealing signs in a game dating back to August. I mean, you could say that it's gamesmanship. I mean, stealing signs is one thing. If you're not changing up your signs and you're a catcher guy sitting on second base, you know, I get that's not proper baseball protocol, Taz,
right.
But I do think that you got to be smarter as a team, change things up. Now, if you're using technology and you've got an employee sitting in that photographer's booth and he's filming the opposing dugout, that can't be happening.
I wonder if that Astros employee that they're looking into maybe used to work for the New England Patriots.
Yeah. I know.
Inflating
balls.
It's
amazing. Balls, yes, so right. Or right. Or Spygate.
Or Spygate.
You had Deflategate. You had it all.
This story would be even better if it was a Red Sox employee that was being accused of this, not an Astros.
That would be right. But it is ironic that it's happening against a Boston team.
It is ironic, yes.
That is.
It's, and it's the rare. Red Sox it's rare.
The Red Sox complaining that another team is trying to gain an unfair advantage by maybe stepping outside the boundary of the rules in the greater New England area. If you were a Red Sox fan, I'd keep the mouth quiet.
Somehow, some way, you will appreciate this. Somehow, some way, this will spin that it comes out for the Red Sox side. Well, apparently that Astros employee used to work for the Yankees. Somehow the Yankees will be involved. The Red Sox will somehow blame the Yankees. Somehow. It's the hatred and the rivalry. You know, somehow the Yankees will catch the heat.
Here's where I give Dombrowski credit. The Red Sox president of baseball operations, Taz, I don't know if you saw this quote, but I'll read it to you.
I did not.
He said,
I did not.
That didn't have anything to do with the game. Really, all I can say, it's in Major League Baseball's hands. It was done early in the game, caught early in the game. There are things they were dealing with. It's in Major League Baseball's hands, but it did not cost us anything. So it's not like Dombrowski came out and added more fuel to the fire.
That's good.
And that's not something. This is the last thing Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you don't need this kind of drama. You don't need this drama.
You want the Machado drama.
You do want that.
You want that.
You do want
you
that.
You do not want drama of a team in the photographer's pit on the opposing dugout filming.
No, you don't want that.
You don't want that. Because that starts to delegitimize what you're doing regardless. Even if they get next to nothing, Taz, and gain really no advantage whatsoever, that's the last thing you want.
No one could ever accuse us of that, doing that to other radio shows because we don't have video.
No.
No.
I wonder if the guy walked in the photographer's booth and he just had a GoPro on his head.
Yeah. Wow, what'd I do? Like, I didn't do nothing. What's that thing on your head?
Right.
It sucks my hat.
Right. He's staring at Cora. He's got a GoPro in his head and be like, what is going on here?
Or maybe like in the H, the star, instead of a star behind the H and their logo on their hat, is a lens.
Yes.
Why is that orange light, not an orange thread in that guy's hat? I don't know, Alex. What do you think it is? I think he's filming us.
I would like to see how conspicuous he was, or was he not at all?
The GoPro thing's funny.
Yeah, imagine he had the GoPro. He's got like a. He walks in. He's got a Houston Astros like batting helmet on. He's got a GoPro mounted to the top.
That guy's got a GoPro now.
He's just staring at the Red Sox dugout.
He's following Corin. It's the Red Sox men's room. Like, what the hell is this guy doing? Guy's a freak.
Oh, you have to go to the bathroom too?
Yeah,
wow, I wear my GoPro. Ironic.
You go into a bathroom, men's room with a GoPro on. It's a good way to get your ass kicked, by the way. Side note.
Yes, I don't think many people in our audience are doing that to us.
You don't want to do
but
that.
But just in case people thought about doing that, I think that's a fair assessment. 855-212-4227. Nick Bosa, some stunning news yesterday for Buckeye fans. We'll get into that next. Taz Moose, Wednesday, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah. All right, well, rocking and rolling here.
Yes,
sorry.
Here's Bogus.
I have a little tech issue there.
CBS's Super Here's Bowl Bogus. Season continues Sunday with a triple header. First, live from London, the Tennessee Titans take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Then Tom Brady and the Patriots, coming off a thrilling win over the Chiefs, collide with Khalil Mack and the Bears, followed by a big NFC showdown between the Cowboys and the Redskins. Wake up with the NFL today at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, and start your full day off. And you start your full day of football only on CBS.
I'll tell you, Moose, I was very happy for AB, who's in here for his update. And I was very happy just now. I went to the men's room, and I saw the quarterback. You know him, number 7, Boomer Esiason. He was talking to, actually, Andrew, to AB. And AB said, listen, last week.
Oh, that's why I was late.
Yeah, he said that. He said Boomer didn't even know who he was all these years working.
He still doesn't.
He was talking to you about hockey, I could hear.
Yeah.
So that's the good, that's maybe the good connection with you and the Booms.
Big Rangers win last night, breaking down the present and the future for our blue shirts.
I heard him.
So, yeah, hopefully by like 2021, me and Boomer will be like this. Yeah,
this nice. Is Boomer Esiason of CBS Sports.
There you go. Good. Rangers are terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They won last night, Moose.
Yes, I know they did, yes.
Yeah, and you know, AB's never going to have any different slant towards them because he's still, for all these years, trying to get a connection with the Boomer.
With Booms.
That's the Booms.
Norman, as I call him.
Norman Julius Esiason.
He might take his 6'5" arm and club you. He's a giant man.
I've tried everything. Maryland football, this.
Even the Rangers have.
Nothing.
Shocked.
Rangers.
They're really? Connected over hockey.
Maybe. Who knows?
Would you say son-in-law? You said, what? Son-in-law?
His daughter's marrying an Islander.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. Matt Martin.
Yep. Oh, I know who Matt Martin is. I didn't know he was. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Nice. All right,
so here's your update.
Boomer Esiason.
It wasn't clear if anyone wanted to actually win Game 4 of the NLCS in L.A. last night. The Dodgers and Brewers wasting multiple chances to break their 1-1 tie, which started in the top of the 5th and didn't end until the bottom of the 13th inning. Cody Bellinger finally sent us to bed with an RBI single for a 2-1 Dodger win. The series now tied at 2 with a quick turnaround for Game 5 this afternoon. Bellinger will play behind Clayton Kershaw.
We got Kershaw on the mound tomorrow. We like our chances. Got to show up here in a few hours and compete tomorrow, and it's going to be another fun game.
First pitch in L.A. is just after 2 Pacific. Game 4 of the ALCS follows at 6:39 Mountain Time. It's the Red Sox with a 2-1 lead, thanks to Jackie Bradley Jr.
And the 1-1 to JBJ. Swinging a high drive to right field. Reddick going back to the warning track. This ball is going, and it is gone. A grand slam for Jackie Bradley Jr.
Grand Salami Jones. Joe Castiglione, yes. Red Sox Radio. A 5-run eighth sent Boston to an 8-2 win in Houston. Rick Porcello, Charlie Morton on the mound tonight. Steph Curry and his Warriors off and running in the new NBA season.
Curry flashes left side, goes by Schroeder down the lane, up, high off the glass, spins it in over Grant. Warriors go back up by 6, 95-89.
Timmy Roy, Warriors Radio, 32 for Curry, 27 for Kevin Durant in a 108-100 final over the Thunder, who didn't have Russell Westbrook. The Celtics had Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward for the first time since last opening night. Only 7 points from Kyrie, 10 for Hayward, 23 from Jason Tatum in a 105-87 decision over the Sixers. They've now dropped 10 straight in Boston. Atlanta Falcons running back Devontae Freeman now on IR with a groin injury. He's reportedly having surgery tomorrow. The Falcons hope Freeman is back late in the season. Connor McDavid made NHL history last night, 2 goals and 2 assists, making him the first player ever to score or set up his team's first 9 goals of the season. The streak ended when teammate Darnell Nurse scored an OT for a 5-4 win in Winnipeg. And Mary Bono resigned yesterday as the interim president and CEO of USA Gymnastics after only 4 days on the job. Her hire was initially criticized for Bono's connection to a law firm U.S. Gymnastics used during the Larry Nassar scandal. Then Bono posted a video on social media over the weekend of her blacking out a Nike logo on her sneaker, upset over the company's relationship with Colin Kaepernick.
All right, boys. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Almost before the break, we were talking about the Astros under scrutiny right now for possibly the controversy of the sign stealing during the ALCS. Let's go to the Motor City. Let's go to Detroit, Michigan, and talk to Rich. Rich, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Taz, Moose, what's going on, fellas?
What's up,
say, Rich?
Rich?
What's up, kid?
You got a very, very strong voice,
you got
Rich.
Got that powerful, deep
you really do.
Voice going on there.
Honestly,
I like it. I like it. It's good
you
stuff.
You should get into voiceover work, Rich.
Yeah, you should.
You really should.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
I love it. What's up, man?
Honestly, can you do our rejoins, Rich?
Taz and Moose back.
That's funny. Go ahead, buddy.
So I was listening to y'all last segment y'all did on the Astros. And y'all seem to kind of downplay the incident a little bit. I think it's like a major incident. It's happened. This is the second time in the playoffs. This is the third team they've been caught doing it with. And if they didn't want it to be a scandal, baseball should have already told them to stop doing it, penalized them, you know, slightly, and made them stop doing it. They obviously didn't. They've allowed them to keep doing it. And y'all know that they wouldn't keep doing it. We don't have to sit up and ask, you know, as
they weren't getting something from it. They weren't getting something right.
Yeah, I mean, Rich,
they're getting something from it.
I think you're
getting some concrete from it.
Yeah, you know what, Rich? I think you make a couple great points there.
Yeah,
number one
agreed.
Is baseball should have cut it off at the knees before they got to the championship series. If the Indians filed a complaint, the Athletics in the regular season filed a complaint with Major League Baseball, Rich, I think that is
Rich,
a great,
for call, bud.
Great point. That Major League Baseball, Taz, should have gone to the Astros and said, listen, knock it off.
Yeah.
Because here's the one thing. You want to go back and you want to bring up the reference to, say, people will say, well, the Patriots and Spygate and everything like that. The Patriots were told, and every team in the National Football League was said, knock it off. Mm. No videoing. And the Patriots continued to do it. And that's when they got called out by Mangini, who was the former assistant when
right.
he was the coach of the Jets. The Patriots decided to continue to do it, but the National Football League basically went to every team and said, if you are doing this, you need to cease
stop
and desist. You need
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen
right.
now, but if you continue to do it, something. So you need to stop. And Rich's point there is baseball should have done itself and did itself a disservice. By not when they knew this was out there,
cut it off at the knees.
Cut it off at the knees,
right,
Taz.
Right.
How did they not go to the Astros before the ALCS and say,
I don't know,
cut it off because they knew what was going on.
Yeah,
Major League Security went to the photographer's booth and knew the Astros guy was doing it,
just
and they
crazy,
escorted
man.
Him out of the area.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're Major League Baseball, you definitely gotta. You can't let this happen because now it snowballs, and then it becomes more and more conspiracies and what's going on, what happened here. Yeah, it's definitely bad. The NFL took care of it, and usually we don't say that when the NFL does the right.
Well, the NFL did that. The Patriots basically spit in the face of the NFL and decided to continue to videotape, and that's when they got called out for it by Mangini when he was the head coach of the Jets. Now you look at it. The other point, David, we were speculating. I'm not in the dugout. I don't know exactly how much information they're getting, whether it be one, two, three things over the course of a baseball game that they're able to take away from and use in their next matchup against the Boston Red Sox. Whatever it is, you wouldn't continue to do something if you got nothing from it.
Right. You're right. And you
would
mentioned
you?
No, I wouldn't.
If I was working out and I wasn't losing weight, you know, maybe I decide to change my diet then.
Maybe you need to get on some kind of a system that helps you.
You know what I mean?
No, I do.
If I'm eating two pizzas,
that's not a
and
good look.
I'm working
and
out.
Training in the gym like crazy. I did pull downs today, Taz, but I had four slices of pepperoni.
Right.
What?
You'd be like, listen, put the pizza down.
Eat a carrot.
Right.
No, but
More carbs. No more carbs.
Have an egg white. I'm begging you. A little dry wheat toast. No, but you mentioned Red Sox president baseball operations, Dombrowski, what he said. You said this in the last segment, that he's not concerned about it and that it's in Major League Baseball's hand type thing, and it was done early in the game and it had no outcome on the game. And I respect that. The Red Sox, as an organization, are not going to make excuses. They're not going to say or look for anything. You know what I mean? And I respect that. But
I do.
I do get what our caller's saying, too. You know, and it's not that we mean to downplay it. It's just that, you know, once more stuff comes out on it, we'll see. But there's definitely, where there's smoke, there's fire with stuff like this. And
Well, you would imagine now it's three teams. It's now they had to escort a member of the Astros personnel out of the photographer's booth. They were trying to steal signs. You imagine they were trying to gain some sort of an unfair advantage with it. They could say all they want that they were trying to make sure that the Red Sox weren't pulling any kind of shenanigans in their dugout.
Right.
What exactly could Boston be doing? What, pine tar?
I don't know.
I mean, what exactly are they doing?
But,
dugout.
Yeah, right.
But
the thing is,
too many Red Bulls.
That's funny. I think definitely Porcello's drinking more Red Bulls than we thought. I'll tell you that right now. I think so.
He's not even going for the low sugar ones.
He's not. He's full blown royal blue silver. Look, you know this, Moose, right? Sign stealing's been part of baseball culture for years. But the way things are with technology now, it's kind of some blurred lines, and it's like it's a little, it's the gamesmanship involved and some of the shadiness, you know, of teams trying to outdo each other. They're all trying to win.
No, they are all trying to win. Now, Taz, I think it's...
I'm not condoning, I'm just saying.
No, I get it. I think if a runner's on second base and you are not doing your job as a catcher...
Right.
And you're giving away your location and you're not changing up your signs a little bit too early.
Yeah.
And the guy on second base is able to relay that to the hitter.
Yeah.
That's part of the game.
That is part of the game.
That's part of the game. That's you as the pitcher and the catcher have got to be better and do their job better. That's one thing. If you're using technology to tape guys and you're going back and looking at game situations,
how about an Apple Watch?
You can't be doing that.
You know about the last season with the Red Sox?
The Apple
Watch? I wouldn't even know how you do that. Like, how do you even do that? I can't figure out my Fitbit. I got to see how many steps I took. Yesterday I had, by the way, I did figure it out yesterday. I had 79,000 steps by 1 p.m. Eastern.
That's not true. You'd have to walk all the way home.
No.
I walked
79,000 steps.
I walked to Delaware from here.
Come on. Back.
I had 7,900. I misread it yesterday.
I would say 79,000.
I said, wow.
You probably lost about 30 pounds yesterday.
I should have veins on my abs.
Right.
Then it was 7,900. 79 Hondo, as we call it.
So when I was driving, that's who I was passing. When you showed me the route, Taz was walking over the bridge.
Walking over
the
Williamsburg.
Right, over the Williamsburg Bridge.
In the rain.
I almost hit him. Gotta get my steps up. I'm up to 10,000.
I'll be at 30,000 by the time I hit Queens.
Right, by the time I get home for dinner, I'll be at 79,000. That's my goal each and every day.
Yeah, I got a new Fitbit for my birthday. You know,
that's
my birthday
great.
Was last week.
That'll go part and parcel with what our program director had to say to us yesterday.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Billy! Don't matter, man. I cut weight at will. I just dropped 8 pounds in like 2 weeks.
Well, that's not.
I just didn't even try.
Our program director said we were the only talent on the network that this would be perfect for.
I missed the beginning of it.
Hey, Bogus was sitting here.
I came
in.
He said
it only relates to you and Taz.
And I heard he said to you.
A thin guy.
And I heard he said to you, and I'm like, God, I hope he doesn't point towards me. And
no, he said
Taz,
it to both of us.
Are you interested? Oh, boy.
Yeah, both of us.
That's nice.
Yeah. You were thrown into the mix. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think because he felt bad he said it to you,
well, no,
so he had to throw me in the mix.
You're a heavy set guy.
No, I'm not. What
you
am I? Heavy
yes,
set? What am I?
You are.
What is that? Guy? What am I, dumpy? Like,
no,
what you
no,
me?
No.
What
you, am have, I? You have some weight on you.
Dude,
so
you
do
wear,
I.
You were wearing husky pants when you were 13.
Let's be realistic. I was not wearing husky pants when I was 13. But let's
dude,
be realistic here.
You were a chubby
here.
Kid at 13.
No,
let's
I was not.
I don't believe
I was not. I was not. I know, honestly, I wasn't. But here's the deal. You have to be realistic here. When you look in the mirror, you're not exactly Leonardo DiCaprio. You're
I'm big boned.
No.
I just have that big bones on my ass.
You've got some weight to you, as do I. And the program director wanted to point it out to both of us yesterday.
That was rude
with
of
an
him.
Opportunity to maybe lose some weight first of the year.
Well, because yeah,
and so and, we're the only two that are regulars on CBS Sports Radio that would kind of go hand
like
in hand.
This. Have this is pinpointed towards your show
to us,
yeah.
Because everybody else, DA thin, Jim Rome thin, writer thin.
They're not thin. They're small
Pharrell,
people. They're little people. They're
Amy
not thin. They're little people.
Everyone, right. We're the only two fat guys.
No, we are not. We are thicker.
Maybe the weekend people.
That's not what this company was looking for. They
How about
somebody on the regular?
Yeah. Regular daily show.
Daily show. What will you and I do?
Hey,
and you were not out of that mix.
Hey, Mark,
Taz, you can talk about the big bones all you want. You're not a T-Rex.
Well, I'm not, but
you're not a dinosaur bone.
It's all my years of training heavy,
Taz,
and I built
Taz,
some thickness.
Taz, let's be real.
I'm not like a normal human. I'm subhuman. Right. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. Hashtag we over. Let's get real. Let's get a dose of reality.
Hashtag
here.
We over.
A little dose of reality.
I go to
I don't even think the Kingsman can buy into that one. He's like, listen, I can't even tweet about that.
He might.
Yeah, he'll find a way.
I can't even tweet about that.
He actually went to work.
Right. wow, he got a job?
He actually does.
There you go.
Give you a free hat.
855.
You ungrateful
I
man,
know.
You.
I'm not ungrateful. I appreciate
nice
the hat.
That's rude. He ripped you before about the Machado stuff, by the way. He ripped you on Twitter.
What is he ripping me about?
Kingsman?
I was right.
He said, I have to agree with Taz and Pete
Gass.
I'm
sure he does.
That's what he said.
Pete Gass agreed with me.
He called up and agreed
with both of us.
Nah, he was on the fence,
that's
right?
That's not true. Kingsman, pick the wax out of your ears. You're wrong.
Pick a side, Pete Gass.
You're wrong.
Pick a side, Gass.
No, here's the deal. If there was not that history between you and Gass, it would have been on my side.
You might be right.
Honestly.
You might be right.
It took me a half hour. You were like, 50-50. After a half hour, 60-40.
Well, the baseline, he did run. Basically,
Nick
he was running
Bosa
on the hill.
Going pro. We get into that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
College football scores, highlights, and more with Rich Ackerman and I on College Football. Be listening Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good morning.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, we are. No, I understand. We are here, Mark. Our program director came in and we got the apology.
End of an apology. I don't.
Oh my God.
That's too funny.
Yes.
Geez.
You must be on the phone with my wife every day, Mark.
It was almost an apology by him.
That's it. I walk in, I see Chernoff in there.
He's talking to me.
Oh, yes. I went to the bathroom. Yeah. I come back, and Mark is explaining and basically saying, you know, I wasn't saying you needed to lose weight. I wasn't implying that, but I thought maybe if you wanted, you know.
Oh, my God.
Is that basically what I missed?
Yeah, that's basically it. He came in. He said, listen, I Just wasn't. Just thought maybe it would be a good fit. Like he was, like it was almost an apology, but it wasn't.
Did
like,
you did you give him? I'm big boned.
I did, and I also said I lost 8 pounds without even trying. Okay, so I could be 170 at will. I didn't say that part, but that's not true either.
That's not true.
No, but he. Yeah, no, it was funny, and
Kingsman just shut off his Twitter.
Yeah, he's like, damn it, damn it.
Listen, my wife's on me every day.
Really?
A lot, yes. My wife's a very clean eater.
Yeah, that's good. Well, my wife is too.
Very clean eater.
But no, all my wife's on me about, we have to walk at least 5 days a week. We go for a walk.
That's nice.
Well, that's a sign of you're getting old. Like, so once you start walking, I refuse to walk after dinner because that means you are just an old man. No disrespect to any old men, but I'm just saying, like, I am, so I'd rather walk during the day or in the morning. In the weekends, we walk early. And we walk 2-3 miles.
Yeah.
And this girl doesn't walk, like, just a little casual, nice. I thought, well, let's go for a walk. Oh, okay. And she's like, I'm like, oh, wait up. Like, she's like,
that's
power
great.
Walk, sprint. She's, you know, much better shape than me. So I'm like, yeah, slow down, honey. We can't be walking this fast.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the walking's good, though. It's good. And
that's great. Yeah. Donna works out 5 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great.
She works out every morning.
Yeah. That's.
Well, basically, when I leave, get off the show, she's going into the gym.
And you're sitting there watching eating Tostitos. Do another rep. Do a set for me, hon. It's fuego queso.
She'll go, do you want to meet me at the gym? I go,
I'll pick you up at the gym.
I'm going home. Going to relax a little bit, put the feet up.
Don, you need to ride home from the gym.
No. She doesn't need to
like, Mark, I have my own car. I don't need a ride. I just don't
want
to come
and
work out.
You know, if I ever thought about running a half marathon, my wife has run a half marathon as well. Did it out on Long Island like 3 years, 4 years ago, I think it was now. It was like 85 degrees and sunny that day. It was hot for a marathon. And I think it went in May. If I ever thought about running, the pain.
Pain.
That these guys, people
were
in.
You need a paramedic running behind you.
No. I'm not talking about me.
Machine.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the individuals that were actually in peak physical condition
running. Vomiting on themselves?
They were. No. Nobody was vomiting. But Taz, it was. They were like, and that's a half marathon. I can't imagine running the Boston Marathon, New York City Marathon, L.A., all these great cities that host these marathons. It's remarkable what you're able to accomplish. Running, what is it, 27.5 miles or 26.5 miles?
Yeah, just don't
26
need
for any of that. What is it?
26.2 for a full 13.1. For a half.
Sure, it's not 26.3. I think it's no.
And when you train for it, your nails come off on your feet.
Yeah, you rip them off.
No,
just
they,
out of anger.
They start to turn black.
I've done a half.
Oh,
because of the
Mike, you've done a half.
Done a half marathon. Yeah,
it's hard, man.
It's very difficult.
Very hard.
It's not fun.
What do you weigh, Mike? About 140?
175.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, Pete wants to remind me that
Tiki ran the half marathon. Yes, I know Tiki's a peak physical condition.
Well, Tiki can run all day. I mean, Tiki.
I
that's not even fair to even mention him. He's a running back.
You know Taz, by the way.
Bilotti bringing up his favorite show.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I'd like to bring that up real quick for those that are fans of CBS Sports Radio and my partners here. For Mikey B, to Pete the Body, and my best friend in the world, my co-host Mark Malusis.
I'm your best friend?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
AB,
wow.
And everybody listening to the newsroom, this is interesting. So, you know, BT, right, from the after Tiki and Tierney, Brendan Tierney, right? Been on the show a bunch. Love BT. We've shared messages. We've talked. He unfollowed me on Twitter.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought it was a bigger deal than that.
Why is that a big deal?
Well, that's kind of rude. I'm a little surprised. I always got along great with him. You surprised?
That is surprising, yes.
BT only follows 100 people. So I think he did what a lot of people do. They scale down on who they follow.
They streamlined it.
And I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to be that kind of a douchey move where I'm going to follow 20 guys. I don't do that. I follow whatever, 600 people, whatever it is. He unfollowed me, and I'm sure there's other people unfollowed, not just me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this, and when I saw it, I was very disappointed. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I worked with him at SNY locally here in New York for 2 years.
Yeah,
he don't every follow day, you? 5 days a week. I think he unfollowed me, but I unfollowed him too.
Well, that's what. Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because once I see you unfollowed me, you don't understand, Moose. Like, and everybody listening, like how when I see you unfollow me, how the intention.
So
I have to finish, please, sir.
All right,
I get so excited to unfollow. Like that button. Like I can't explain the enjoyment when someone unfollows me. The euphoric feeling.
But
to unfollow them, then.
You found that out by what? Going to his Twitter handle?
I don't know why
checking
I went
who
to
you was following.
No, you get simple. You go look and you see You don't have to go deep in the woods here. You just go to someone's account, and they'll say, follows you.
No, that's
or not.
What I mean. So you went to Tierney's account
because
based on some hot take he had?
Yeah. He. I can't remember what it was. He
Knicks will suck.
Yeah. No, it was. I can't remember what it was. I've never done that before with the guy. I don't know how long he's not been following me. I used to follow
could
me.
It could have been months.
It could have been. And I feel like a sucker.
He could have unfollowed you months ago.
I feel like a
and you
punk.
Could have kept on following you. Just mute him.
No, I'm not muting him. I unfollowed him. And BT, see, if you're listening, shame on you, sir. I thought we were friends. Now you hurt
Tierney.
Me.
I don't unfollow. I just mute.
You hurt me, BT. Speaking you hurt me. I thought we were friends. You're going to mute me, Moose. I don't care. BT, you hurt me.
Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.